reason why we came together.
我们就感受到神的爱，神的家庭是我们聚集的原因。
But then after that, we had planned before.
可是我们已经做了准备啊。
And when we felt that when the plans are built on top of the love and the relationship, and the affection for one another.
我们感受到当我们做的准备是基础是我们对彼此的爱，我们对彼此的亲切感，我们对彼此的鼓励时候，关心时候。
There's such a beauty of why we are doing all of this.
那里面真的有个非常真的非常的美好，我们为什么要做这些事情是有一个非常美好的原因。
And in our sharing,God inspired testimonies that were not planned to be shared.
然后当我们在分享的时候，神感动我们分享我们从来没有分享过的见证。
And then and people were crying, and it was very powerful.
很多人都在哭，非常的有能力。昨天晚上。
It's very special.
非常的特别特殊。
So we have been talking a lot about 幸福 lately.
我们最近讲了很多的关于幸福的信息。
Is that right?
对不对啊？
Can I ask you a question? Do you want how much do you want?幸福。
我可以问你一个问题吗？你多想得到幸福？你有多渴望
？How much do you want 幸福 ？All right, Fendi.
Fendi 阿姨是100%渴望。
I'm very blessed by Fendi, actually.
我其实很被 Fendi 阿姨祝福到。
Because when I was preparing this message,
因为当我准备这个信息时候
，Do we want 幸福？
我们到底要不要幸福
？I felt that.Many people, they don't really want 幸福。
我感受到其实很多人不想要幸福。
Instead, we are accustomed, we are used to just 过日子 surviving.
其实我们已经习惯单单的就是要过日子，单单就是要存活。
Yeah.And so when I see, do you want 幸福? Fendi says, of course.
所以当我问你要不要幸福, Fendi 阿姨说当然要。
That's what it's about.
这就是我们要的，我们要做的。
I deeply hope.
我深深的渴望。
That you, when we think of life, I deeply hope that when we will.Have a new hope and expectation for 幸福。
我深深的渴望，在你在我里面会产生一个新的盼望，对幸福一个新的期待。
Do you want 幸福? Don't force it.
你想要幸福吗？
On a scale of 1 to 5, can you show me with your hand?
你可以用你的手给我比吗？一是最少，五是最多。你多么的要幸福。
When you look at your heart, how much do you want 幸福 in your life?
当你查验你的心，你的心多渴望得到幸福呢？
Can you guys show me how much you want it?
你可以用你的手给我比吗？哇，有些人有十哎。
Oh my gosh! Oh wow! I love it because everyone's a 10, but 刘牧师gives us a specific number.
Wow,
three.
我看到所有人都是十，可是刘牧师给我们一个三。
Who can break the pattern of expectation and give us an honest number?
谁可以给我们一个诚实的数字
？Awesome. Oh, so much expectation for 幸福 here.
我们这里对幸福非常的期待。
Yeah, Jesus came to give us 幸福. That's why we're here.
耶稣来是给我们幸福，所以我们在这里。
In John chapter 10, verse 9 to 10,
在约翰福音十章第九到第十节
we hear some good news.
我们听到好消息。
Jesus came to give us real 幸福。
耶稣来是给我们真正的幸福。
Let's take a look.
我们一起看吧。
I am the gate.
我就是门。
Whoever enters through me will be saved.
凡从我进来的必然得救。
They will come in and go out and find pasture.
并且出入得草吃。
That means that when we go out about our day or when we return, we will find pasture, like home.Rest, safety.
他意思是当我们出去忙一天然后我们再回到我们家里我们会得到安息我们会找到我们安息的地方。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
盗贼来无非是偷窃杀害毁坏。
But I have come that they may have life.
我来了是叫羊得生命。
And have it to the full.
并且得得更丰盛。
Jesus has come to give us 幸福。
耶稣来要给我们幸福。
Who feels, can I ask you guys another question?
我可以再问你们一个问题吗?
Who feels that they have barriers between you and 幸福?
在这里有谁感觉你离幸福中间有一道墙,有一个拦阻?
That's a perfect translation.
这是完美的翻译，谢谢。
Who feels that you have a barrier between you and 幸福？
谁感觉到你和幸福中间有一个拦阻，有一道墙
？Does anyone feel that？
有人感受到吗
？Like, think of your security. Well, let's have a more interesting one. How about like your family?
想想你的家庭。
When you think of your family, do you ever feel that there's a barrier? Like think of your wife,
想想
or your husband.
想想你的妻子，你的丈夫。
Or your children.
或者你的孩子。
Do you feel like there's a barrier? Or your parents.
或者你的父母。
When you think of your parents, Mia, when you think of your mama and your daddy.
Mia, 当你想到你的妈妈和你爸爸
的时候。That's right, I'm about to tell them to stand up and repent. I'm just kidding.
让 Mia 站起来悔改。
I'm just kidding. Do you ever feel like there's something short of 幸福?
你有没有感受到好像没有达到幸福,没有完全达到幸福?
And all of us, I think all of us,
我觉得我们所有的人
we have all followed expectations that are on us.
我觉得我们所有的人一辈子都跟随了很多的要求。
We all have followed the same expectations, actually.
其实我们都跟随了同样的要求。
Actually, no, not everyone. But most of us, we've gone to school.
其实不是所有的人，可是大部分上的人，我们都去了，我们都上了大学。
We've all found our jobs.
我们都找到了工作。
Some of us have found a relationship and we found marriage.
我们有些人也结了婚。
Some of us even have children.
我们有些人也生了孩子。
But who feels we followed many expectations? I heard someone say, 走是。A lot of us have lives where we have 走向尊归。
我听见一个人说过一句话，叫我们过的生活都是走向正规的一个道路。
Do you feel we have done met a lot of expectations? Do you ever feel that there is a distance between you and 幸福？
我们的人生其实过的都是为了满足很多的要求，社会给我们定的要求。可是你在你生活当中，你可以感受到你有得到幸福吗
？Who here has felt that before？
谁在这里有感受过、感受到这个
？Have you guys felt that before？
你们有这个感觉吗
？I'm going to tell you guys a secret。
我给你们讲个秘密。
Because we talk about 幸福 a lot.
因为我们常常讲幸福。
Some of us have been disappointed in trying to pursue 幸福。
我们有时候追求过幸福的人会常常感觉到失望。
Some of us have been disappointed to a point where we don't believe in 幸福 anymore.
有时候我们失望到我们不想再去找幸福了。
Many of us, we talk about 幸福, but we actually feel 就这样。
其实我们常常会讲幸福，可是我们心里面感受就这样吧。
We might feel 差不多。
我们的感受可能就是差不多了。
Let me tell you a secret.
我给你讲个秘密。
幸福 ，Jesus has come to bring us 幸福。
耶稣来是要给我们幸福。
But
但是，
幸福 comes hand in hand with freedom.
幸福和自由是分不开的。
幸福 comes hand in hand with freedom.
幸福和自由是分不开的。
To have 幸福 we must experience freedom from our bondage.
如果我们要真幸福，我们必须要得到真自由。我们的缠累，我们要从我们缠累中得到真自由。
So this is what I feel on my heart today.
这是我心所感受的。
God is calling us into 幸福。We need freedom.
神叫我们得到幸福，可是我们先要得到自由。
We need freedom from our bondage.
我们需要从我们的缠累当中得到自由。
Do you feel in bondage?
你有没有感觉到你有捆绑？
A lot of us want 幸福 but we don't have it.
我们很多人想要幸福，可是我们没有幸福。
But let me ask, do you feel in bondage?
你有感受到你生命中有捆绑吗？
All of us, we felt expectations on ourselves as men.And as women,
我们作为男生和女生，我们从小到大都感觉到别人对我们有很多的要求。
We've been taught deep into our bones expectations of what you must do.
我们深深的相信这些要求是我们必须要做的。
Some of you, all of us, at your age, you're expected to.Achieve something.
我们所有的人，不管什么年纪段，都有个要求，说你必须要完成一个什么。
Are you 30 years old? Are you 30 years old or above? Are you married?
你三十岁以上，你结婚了吗？
Are you 30 years old and above? Do you have children?
你三十岁以上，你生孩子了吗？
How financially secure are you?
你有没有经济的安全感呢？
When you're a teenager.Have you reached what's expected of you?
当你是年轻人时候，你有没有达到你的要求呢？
We are taught expectation from the moment we're born.
我们从出生的那一刻，我们就有要求。
We have so much bondage that there is a popular saying.
我们有那么多的捆绑，那么多的缠累，都出现了一个很流行的一句话。
We are told that.The best time of your life is when you're a child.
别人说你一辈子最幸福的时候是你做孩子的时候。
When you're a baby, you are the most 幸福。
当你是婴儿的时候，你是最幸福的。
It's sad.
非常的悲伤。
Some of us, do you know, do we have, we're driven by fear or even hurt.
我们常常生命中有很多的伤害，或者是惧怕。
Have you been disappointed by something before? Have you been disappointed by someone you loved before?
你以前有没有
Or someone you trusted?
被你爱的人或者你信任的人，他们有没有伤害你，或者对有没有伤害你
？For me, we all have this in our lives.
我们生命中都有这些。
When I was young, I latched onto games. I latched onto computer games. My time was spent on TV shows and internet and work.
当时我是年轻人的时候，我非常爱打游戏，我非常爱打游戏看电视。
And we like to work, so we like to put our heart and mind on our work and earning money.
我们喜欢把我们的心思都放在我们工作里面，再放在挣钱里面。
And so we even like fishing.
我们都喜欢钓鱼。
The internet.
上网。
I latched onto this as a filling of my time and life.
我们拿这些东西来填满我们的心，填满我们的时间。
These were my bondages.
这些都是我的捆绑。
But these things I felt like they could pass my time.
我感受到了这些可以让我的时间过去。
They could give me some 刺激。
它可以给我带来刺激。
But they were a bondage to me because it stagnated the gifts God made me with.
可是这些都成了我的捆绑，因为这些拦阻了神在我生命中的放，给我赐给我的赐给我的应许，赐给我的应许都没有得到。
Yeah, God made me with many abilities.
神创造我是给了我很多的能力。
And I was stagnating them.
可是我没有让这些能力可以发挥出来。
And they also hurt my family.
我的捆绑也伤害到了我的家人。
These things gave me my work. It gave me. I felt like it was giving me 刺激。
我的工作，我感觉到给我的工作，我感觉到给了我刺激和意义。
But they were my bondage.
可是他们是我的捆绑。
I was not nurturing the gifts and skills God gave me.
我没有去养神给我的能力，神给我的恩赐。
And in fact, the ones that I love, I didn't have energy for them. They were like second to me, and I hurt them.
而且我所爱的人呢，我已经没有能力可以给他们更多的爱了，我伤害到了他们。
To have 幸福。We must have freedom.
如果我们要得到幸福，我们必须要得到自由。
God, Jesus has come to give us 幸福, but will we also accept His freedom?
耶稣来是给我们，让我们得到幸福，可是我们愿不愿意接受耶稣给我们的自由？
Let's follow Jesus into freedom this season.
我们跟随耶稣进入到自由里面。
As a teenager and a young adult, I found girls very interesting.
当我是年轻人，小年轻的时候，我觉得女生非常的有趣。
I had a lot of opinions on what I thought was attractive.
我对女生都有很多的期待啊，然后我觉得她们很吸引我的地方有很多。
I thought hair color.
比如说头发的颜色。
Some facial features.
比如说好看的五官。
Even some personalities.
或者她的性格。
And even their skills.
甚至是她的能力。
I felt being with someone like this would be 幸福。
我觉得跟这样子的一个女生在一起肯定幸福。
I know you have a lot of preferences, Jesus said.
耶稣跟我说，我知道你有很多的期待，你有很多的喜爱。
But,
但是
I have called you to learn to be a real man first.
可是我呼召你，让你，我呼召你是让你先成为在我里面一个真正的男人。
You like girls.
你喜欢女孩子。
I've called you to be a good man and a good future husband.
我呼召你先成为一个好的男人，而且一个好的未来的先生。
To be a real man of God.
成为一个在神里面真正的男人。
But to learn that, I had to give up my own opinions and my own desires and my preferences.
可是为了学这个，我必须要放下我自己的欲望，我自己的想法。
I want it this way.
我想这样子。
I like this and that at this time.
我现在喜欢这个和这个和这个。
Even my friends want me to have it at this time.
甚至是我朋友都想我得到这些东西。
My mom wants me to have it at this time.
我妈妈也想我得到这些东西。
I have to let those go.
我这些都要放手。
To follow God's leadership.
为了跟随神的带领。
God wants to be me to be a real man first.
神让我先成为一个真正的男人。
All of us have desires.
我们所有人都有欲望。
But every relationship that I saw fell short of 幸福。
可是我看到的，我观察到的每一个感情，我觉得都不是很幸福啊。
Can you think with me for a second?
你可以跟我一起思考一下吗?
Every marriage, every relationship that I could see fell short of 幸福。
我看到的每一个婚姻，每一段感情，我觉得都没有得到幸福。
But all of us, we all have our own desires of what we prefer.
可是我们每个人都有自己的欲望，我们觉得我们有这些，我们喜欢这些东西，我们有这些的喜爱。
What people said was, all love and passion will diminish over time.
别人跟我说，你所有的爱和热情随了时间会流掉的。
And you know how sometimes something that is very evil and very scary, if everyone says it, it becomes normal?
你知道有时候有些东西是非常可怕，而且是非常恶的，可是当所有人在说的话，就变成了正常的一个常态。
People will say that marriage is the grave of love.
别人会说爱婚姻就是爱情的坟墓。
It's so normal.
已经好正常了。
That it's entertaining to hear.
已经正常到我听到我觉得非常的好笑。
The wealthiest, the best-looking, the most famous and influential celebrities demonstrated the most broken relationships.
我看到最有钱的、最漂亮、最有影响力的明星，他们给我看到最破碎的关系。
But, and all of us, we were all the same in one way.
可是我们所有人都有一个共同点。
I have a lot of things that I prefer and want.
我有很多我想要的，我很多我想得到的。
And so in my heart, I felt that if God made love and marriage,
然后我在我心里面想，如果婚姻是神创造的，
it was meant to be good.
那神创造它一定是要它美好，一定是要它好。
Therefore, the reason most people entered relationships was not right.
所以我看到很多人进入一段感情的原因并不是正确的原因。
I believed that God wanted me, God promised me a 幸福的 marriage.
我看到神应许我一个幸福的婚姻。
Everyone would tell me that after some time,It wouldn't be like that.
所有人都告诉我，过了一段时间，你就没有那么恩爱了。
But I read the Bible.
可是我读了圣经。
God says He made marriage.
神说是他创造的婚姻。
And He made it to be full of love.
而且神创造婚姻是让他充满的爱情。
Not even Abraham had this love, but God made it.
亚伯拉罕都没有这种的爱，可是是神创造的。
God made it, He made it to be a promise to me.
神创造婚姻是给我一个应许，神给我一个应许。
So therefore, the reason most people entered relationships was not right.
所以我看到很多人进入一个关系的原因，一段感情的原因是不对的原因。
If you are at this age, you should enter into a relationship in this way.
比如说你到年纪了你该结婚了。
This person is attractive.
这个人有非常的好看非常有吸引力。
I've also heard this person has some good housekeeping abilities.
我甚至听见人说这个人很能干活呀很能打扫卫生呢。
I like someone who cooks for me. This person does that.
我想要一个可以给我做饭的人、
good.
这个人可以做
到。Option.
这是一个选择。
Jesus told me, I am love.
耶稣跟我说，我就是爱。
And I alone know the way to true love and relationship.
只有我知道怎么可以进入真实的爱情和真实的感情。
And I saw with my own eyes, no one else knows the way.
然后我亲眼看见没有任何人知道怎么走进去。
So I took all my preferences and desires.
所以我所有的欲望，我所有的喜好、喜爱。
And I said to God.
我跟神说。
I am willing to believe.
我愿意相信。
That I don't know what I'm doing.
我愿意相信我不知道我在做什么。
All my desires, just like everyone else, is not going to lead me to 幸福。
我所有的欲望跟大家一样都不会带我走向幸福。
I could have the most popular celebrity as my wife.
我最有名的明星可以成为我的妻子。
And as a teenager, I received that. Even if that was mine, I would not be 幸福。
当我是年轻时候，我想到，如果这个很有名的明星是我的妻子，我也不会幸福的。
And so I did not. And so as a young person, it was not a priority for me to pursue and explore romantic relationships.
所以作为一个年轻人，我没有非常的去追求任何的关系，任何的感情。
It was a priority for me to learn what it meant to be a true man of God.
可是我让我自己去学会怎么成为在神里面一个真正的男人。
And I have been blessed for it beyond what a young man can understand.
所以神今天祝福我超过我所求所想。
I, by trusting God to be like, to be a man of his plans first, I have been blessed in every way.
Can you say that again?
You know how, the scripture, right? Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. As a man who first pursued his plans, I was very blessed for it.
因为我先寻求神的国和神的义，我非常被祝福到，非常蒙福。
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
I don't know what you think, but that sounds like 幸福 to me.
我不知道你们在想什么，可是我觉得这个非常幸福。
Jesus has come to bring us 幸福。
耶稣来是要给我们幸福。
But we need freedom.
但是我们要有自由。
Our opinions and experiences.
我们的想法，我们的经历。
What society or even family has taught us.
社会甚至是家庭教给我们的。
Or even our traumas.
甚至我们的创伤。
Have occupied our lives and thoughts.
占据了我们的思想，占据了我们的生活。
Jesus has given us his word and tells us this is the way to life.
耶稣给了我们他的话语，他告诉我们这是得到生命的道路。
But do we follow wholeheartedly believing what he says?
可是我们有没有全心的跟随他，相信他的话语呢？
Do you wholeheartedly believe his promise over you as a man?
作为在神里面的男人，你有没有完全的相信神给你的应许呢？
Do you wholeheartedly believe his promises over you as a woman?
作为在神里面的女人，你有没有全心的相信神赐给你的应许呢？
Do you believe in his promises for you as a family?
在神里面的家庭，你有没有全心相信神赐给你的应许呢？
Do you believe it?
你有没有相
信？ Do you really want 幸福？
你是不是真的渴望幸福？
Do you really want to experience 幸福感 in your life?
你有没有想感受到那个幸福感在你的生命里面？
Do you still really want it?
你现在还要吗？
What is holding you back?
有什么东西拦阻了你呢？
Y'all gave me 5 out of 5. You're going to have to answer to that right now.
你们都给了我，你们都告诉你100%想要幸福，那你要回答我的问题。
If you're 5 out of 5, what is holding you back?
如果你比了一个五，那你为什么现在生命没有得到完全性？
What's holding you back from committing yourself to a path that will bring down 幸福？
什么东西拦阻了你？好像你没有完全的去追求这个可以给你带来的幸福的道路。
When we face that we have to change,
是不是当我们察觉我们发现我们需要改变的时候，
Do you still want it?
你还要幸福吗？
I think some of you become a zero.
我觉得当我们感，当我们察觉到我们需要改变，我们可能就成为零了，就不要幸福了。
When we have to change, almost everyone goes to the other side.
当我们发现我们需要改变的时候，可能所有人都去另外一边，就说不要了。
You probably don't want 幸福 that much.
你可能不是那么想要幸福。
When we face that it costs me my pride and my 面子 might be lost, I might lose my 面子. Do you still want it?
当你的面子要被失去掉，当你的骄傲或者你的己要被失去掉，你还要幸福吗？
When I feel when God's promise for my marriage is 幸福。
当神的应许，当神对我婚姻的应许是幸福的时候。
And when me and my wife we will have conflict, and I feel like my 面子 and my pride is lost.
可是当我和我妻子有争吵时候，我觉得我的面子和我的骄傲失去掉的时候。
God's spirit in me is crying out.I still want 幸福。
神在我里面还是在呼喊出来，我要幸福。
If it costs you your pride, will you still pursue it?
如果你的骄傲要被丢掉，你还要幸福吗？
If God asks us to let go of what brings us security, like money,
如果神让我们放开给我们带来安全感的东西，我们还要吗？
Sometimes our work takes up all our energy.
有时候我们工作会需要会拿走我们所有的力气。
And we need to change for God to come in. Will you do it?
我们需要改变，我们要神进来，你愿意吗？
没有付不起的代价，只有看不见的价值。You can say the same thing.
没有付不起的代价，只有看不见的价值。
God is not about our pride.
神做事不是为了我们的骄傲。
He's not about our strengths and our works shining for everyone to see.
神做事不是为了我们的能力彰显在别人的面前。
He is about knowing and confronting your deepest heart.
神做事是为了让我们可以看到我们内心深处，让我们可以面对我们自己。
And calling for change and growth so that hope and life can come in.
神叫我们改变，让我们成长，好叫盼望和新的生命可以进来。
I really am encouraged and I'm encouraged deeply by the testimonies that I can hear from people these days.
我这几天听到别人讲的见证，我非常受鼓励。
We had a few, but we had one yesterday.
我们有几个见证，可是昨天有一个。
Fendi's wife, husband.
Fendi 的先生。
Okay, not many people understood that. Fendi's husband, 徐弟兄。
Fendi 的先生，徐弟兄。
He shared with us a very miraculous testimony.
他给我们分享了一个非常奇妙的见证。
He was someone whose family and work and what was expected of him made a very hard man.
他的生活里面，他的工作，他的家庭和在他身上的要求，让他成为了一个非常刚硬的人。
It made a very hard, proud, and angry man.
他这些的东西让他变得非常的刚硬，充满了怒气和非常骄傲的人。
God encountered him.
可是神遇见了他。
And he became soft.
然后他变软了，他的心变软了。
That is not comfortable.
这个过程并不舒服。
It compromised his pride and his 面子。
这个过程让他失去掉了一些的骄傲，失去掉了一些的面子。
It crossed his boundaries.
这个过程超越了 他的底线。
Yeah. Jesus took down his 面子 on the surface.
耶稣拿掉了他的面子。
And brought to the surface the reality of what was in his heart.
然后让他看见了他的心深处到底是什么样的。
This is what God's about.
这是神做事的方式。
And when God did that, it brought hope for relationship.
当神那样子做的时候带给他生命里面的他生命里面的关系带来了盼望。
With his sons and with his wife.
跟他的儿子跟他的妻子。
And his son told me before, I know Jesus is real because I saw with my own eyes my dad change.
他儿子曾经跟我说过我知道耶稣是真的因为我亲眼看见我爸爸改变。
I pray that God will give new faith to us.
我求神赐给我们一个新的信心。
For us to believe in God's promises enough to follow Him.
好，在我们可以相信神到一个程度，我们可以完全的跟随他。
Jesus has come to bring us 幸福。
耶稣来，他要我们得到幸福。
Sometimes because of our circumstances, we are in bondage. And we cannot follow God wholeheartedly.
有时候我们是深深的被捆绑，而且我们不能全心的跟随神。
Jesus has come to bring us 幸福。
耶稣来，耶稣要我们得到幸福。
But we need to be set free from our bondage.
可是我们要从我们捆绑当中得到自由。
Do you really want 幸福？
你真正的要幸福吗？
There is a price to be set free from bondage and follow Jesus.
被得到自由是要付一个代价，跟随耶稣是要付代价的。
To enter his 幸福, we must also take ownership of his freedom. 拥有 his freedom.
为了得到幸福，我们也要拥有耶稣给我们的自由，对不对？
Is that right? I hesitate to say this because it's not a very strong point, but I related to many things. I liked the computer games. I was always on the internet. I was expected to go to school. People asked people, I had pressure to be financially figured out.
我不是很想说这一点，因为我觉得不是百分之百在点上。可是当我是年轻人时候，我非常的爱打游戏，我经常上网。我身上还有别人给我的要求，就是我必须要上大学，而且我必须要经济独立。
And I turn to these things as my dependence for 幸福。
而且我看的这些东西，能得到这些东西，是我的幸福。
But these things, they were things that held me back from being a true man of God that I was meant to be.
可是这些要求，这些东西，捆绑了我，让不能成为在神里面一个真正的男人，神呼召我成为的男人。
My parents, I'll share with you, we're family, right?
我们是家人，
right?
对吗？
my parents said something to me that I think is very funny.
我父母曾经跟我说一句话，我觉得非常的有趣。
I think it's very funny.
我觉得非常的有趣。
My parents said to me,My sister is more obedient than I am.
我父母跟我说，我的姐姐比我更顺服。
I only obey God.
我只顺服神。
My sister obeys them, but I only obey God.
我姐姐顺服他们，可是我只顺服神。
What I'm saying is that not don't obey your parents.
我说的不是你不要顺服你父母。
But.There's so many expectations. Our life is filled with burdens and expectations that even we believe.
可是我们生活充满了要求，也充满了重担，我们都背着，我们都相信着。
But God has not told you to bear those burdens.
可是神没有告诉你要担这些重担。
We need, if, you need to let go of something you are committed to in order to follow him, will you do it?
如果你必须要放手，你抓得很紧的一个东西，你投入很多精力的东西，你要放手，你会去做吗？
Some of you, you feel and pray, God, give me this, I need this.
有时候我们会向神祷告说，神你要给我这个，我需要这个。
I'm 30, I'm my age is growing old.
我三十了，我已经开始老了。
God, give me this.
神，你要把这个给我。
But we don't realize that we are in bondage.
可是我们没有看到我们被这个捆绑了。
And to have 幸福, we need to also be free.
如果我们要幸福，我们要得自由。
God, what is God? What is God calling us to?
神在呼召我们去做什么？
This season, we have declared God's 幸福 has come.
这个季节我们宣告很多次神的幸福来了。
Will we truly receive it together?
我们要不要一起真正的接受，真正的得到幸福呢？
Thank you.
谢谢。